This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another version, another variant, another episode of Auto World. We've got some interesting stuff to tell you about in the first half hour. Going to be bringing you up to speed on some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, we'll be joined by Don Jones, the old car guy himself. And Don is going to be telling us all about 52 to 56 Mercuries. He's done some research and had some experience within the last week or so with some Ford and Mercury cars from that era, and so we'll get the inside scoop from him coming up a little later on in this half hour. Also coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll be joined by Maximilian from Maximilian Motorsports. And we had him on once before, and we're going to get him back to find out a little bit more about his company and a little bit more about his personal automotive passion. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It's toll-free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. That's my website. When you get a chance, check it out, autoworldradio.com. Well, the folks at Jaguar are up to something. Of course, it was just a little while back that the F-Pace vehicle from Jag won the World Car of the Year Award in New York City. That was an award given out by a jury of various automotive journalists from both the United States, North America, and around the world. So that was a big honor for the company. And concurrently, of course, one of the hottest segments in the new car realm is the compact crossover. So, already spied for 2018 is a spinoff of their XE, which is the entry-level Jag. This is going to be called the E-Pace. And so we can look forward to a smaller version of the F-Pace. F-Pace will be called the E-Pace. That's one of the stories for this week. Another story that caught my eye is Audi is planning a full range of very distinct EV models, unlike other automakers who are equipping vehicles with multiple engines, whether it be a gasoline internal combustion engine or a hybrid electric engine, sometimes in the same vehicle. Are now going to be offering an electric variant of the same vehicle. Audi is going to go a different way in which they are going to make all of their electric models distinct in appearance. That's an interesting move by the company as well. Another interesting story making headlines this week in the world of automobiles is General Motors has added 130 autonomous Chevrolet Bolt EVs. So for right now, that is the industry's largest self-driving fleet. But that's the key word, for now. I remember not that long ago when 500 horsepower was considered a lot. Well, it seems today, in 2017, 600 horsepower is the new 500. And based on recent developments and recent unveilings, 700 horsepower isn't that far behind. So I put together a list here of the 600 horsepower club, the vehicles out there that you can walk into the dealership with good credit or with cash in hand and walk out with a vehicle putting out in excess of 600 horsepower. The cheapest vehicle on the list is the Camaro ZL1 at $61,140. It's available with either a manual transmission or a 10-speed automatic, and it uses the same engine as the Corvette Z06. A great engine, no question about it. It's also used in the Cadillac CTS-V, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque. And when we look at the high end of the spectrum, money-wise, the successor to the Bugatti Veyron, the new Bugatti Chiron, is coming in at $2.9 million, and that vehicle has a very distinct power plant that we'll tell you about in a moment. But why don't we run down the offerings, the 600 horsepower club for 2017. BMW has got the V7 Alpina variant of their 7 Series with 600 horsepower, 590 pound-feet of torque, coming in at $138,000. We've got Audi with three different models, the R8 V10 at 610 horsepower, that's $189,000. The S8, so the A8 sporting variant, comes in with a price tag of $115,900 and 605 horsepower. The RS7, a vehicle I had the pleasure of driving last year, 605 horsepower at $129,000. Aston Martin has just one single vehicle. It's the new DB11 with 600 horsepower, 516 pound-feet of torque, setting you back $214,820. As long as we're into mega cars price-wise, Bentley's got three 600-horsepower cars, the Continental GT Speed at 633 horsepower, the Continental GT Supersport at 700 horsepower, and their sport utility vehicle, the Bentayga, yeah, at 600 horsepower, 664 pound-feet of torque, $229,000. In addition to the Alpina, which is basically a BMW, BMW also offers the M760i with 601 horsepower, 590 pound-feet of torque, $154,795. Can you imagine that? The Bugatti Chiron. I got to get the correct pronunciation of this. I believe it's Chiron. $2.9 million, putting out 1,500 horsepower. Yes, it is still using that 16-cylinder quad-turbo power plant, tweaked a little bit more to put out some amazing numbers at an amazing price tag. And that's the kind of car that only movie stars, professional athletes, and folks like that can afford. I did know the Bugatti Veyron fell into the hands of a number of Hollywood celebrities when I used to be hanging out in Beverly Hills when I worked for Motor Trend. Tom Cruise had a Bugatti Veyron 16-4. So did Simon Cowell, believe it or not, the judge there from the original American Idol. There's a boxer, Floyd Mayweather, who's got a fleet of the Veyrons. I believe he has got four or five of them, if you can imagine. Cadillac is represented in the 600-horsepower club by a beautiful vehicle I had the opportunity of driving last year, the CTS-V, 640 horsepower, 630 pound-feet of torque, coming in at $85,995. Chevrolet, as we mentioned, the ZL1 and the ZL6 Corvette, both with 650 horsepower and 650 pound-feet of torque. This is Auto World. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, more of the 600 horsepower club. And then Don Jones will be stepping up to the microphone. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
As a lifelong car enthusiast, I never thought we'd see the day where we would see 600 horsepower vehicles rolling out of the dealerships around North America. But and there was an expression a number of years ago that 500 horsepower was the entry level to super performance. Now it's 600 is the new 500, and 700 is not that far off. It is truly a golden era of performance. And when we look back to the 1980s, when Ford brought back the GT for 1982, 157 horsepower, I remember the all-new 1982 Camaro and Firebird with the Crossfire V8 engine, 350, putting out somewhere in the vicinity of around 200 horsepower. I believe when the Corvette was introduced for 1994, the fourth generation, I want to say 220 horsepower was the initial one. It might have been even a little bit less. So I'll just quickly run down a lot of these. Some of these are just ridiculously priced, so we won't spend a lot of time. But we told you about Chevrolet with the Corvette coming in at $79,450 and the Camaro. That's your least expensive entry into the club, $61,140. Dodge has got the Hellcat at 707 horsepower in Challenger, in Charger form. They've got the Demon now in 840 horsepower form. We've got the Viper, which is discontinued, at 645 horsepower. Ferrari has got a whole slew of models. You name it, they got it. The 488 GTB, the 812 Superfast, the GTC 4 Lusso, the F12 TDF, and the La Ferrari. That's the most powerful one at 949 horsepower, $1.5 million. The only person I know who owns, I know two people that own that, not personally, but a professional baseball player owns one of those. And also Sammy Hagar, the I Can't Drive 55 guy, has got probably one of the rarest La Ferraris in existence, because they didn't make very many of these. I think they only made somewhere in the vicinity of 300 to 400. And Sammy's is a very unusual color. It's cream color. He is a lifelong Ferrari person. You can't get that car unless you have a lineage of buying many Ferraris. Ford reaches the 600 horsepower club thanks to their new Ford GT at 647 horsepower, 550 pound-feet of torque. This is the only one that we've mentioned so far that uses a V6 engine, a V6 with twin turbos, twin EcoBoost turbos. The price on this vehicle, though, is very expensive. It's $450,000. And again, you had to be on a waiting list to be chosen for the opportunity to buy one of these things. It's all carbon fiber. Jeep enters the 600 horsepower club with the 707 horsepower Trailhawk. Koenigsegg, the maker of really high-end vehicles, they've got three different models with more than 1,000 horsepower, and they're all in the millions. Lamborghini has got two vehicles, one coming in at 274, the Aventador a little bit more at 530. Boy, that vehicle's gone up in price. McLaren has got two vehicles in the $200,000 range, the $285,000 720S and the 650S at 265, and the P1, which was the, like the LaFerrari, creating power not only through a traditional gasoline and combustion engine, but also by electric motors at the wheels, 903 horsepower, $1.15 million. Don't know of any celebrity that owns that vehicle. Mercedes-Benz, lots of AMG products here. The G65 AMG, the S65 AMG, and the SL65 AMG. That's the 12-cylinder twin turbo, 621 horsepower. Nissan has represented in the 600 horsepower club with the GTR Nismo edition, 600 horsepower exactly. Pagani, another rare automaker, they've got one vehicle, their Roadster, 764 horsepower. Porsche's 918 Spyder, which I believe they're all sold out at $845,000, 875 horsepower. The 911S Turbo Exclusive Series breaks the 600 horsepower barrier, 607 horsepower. And then, of course, there's the new 911 GT2 RS with 700 horsepower. Finally, a couple of Rolls Royces to put into the mix. The Wraith Black Badge, 624 horsepower, a measly $350,000. And the Rolls-Royce Ghost Black Badge, 603 horsepower, $299,000. Well, the news out of Audi doesn't surprise many, with Volkswagen having their scandal to do with cheating on diesel emissions and that whole TDI scandal. Audi confirms that diesel is in fact gone. There will not be any more diesel Audis sold here in North America, which is a shame because the Volkswagen engine was a great engine. The Audi engine was a great engine. When you look at also their cousin Porsche had diesel variants of their Cayenne, and that's not going to be sold as well. The other interesting story making headlines in the world of automobiles is the fact that Ford is raising engine output for both the 2018 Expedition and the Ford F-150. So that's a pretty big story considering the F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in all of North America and has been for many, many years. But the dubbed the EcoBoost, let's see here, for 2018, it gets a little bump up in horsepower. In Expedition form, 375 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque. And in the regular Ford F-150. Of course, so many F-150s these days are being sold with V6 engines, because right now Ford has basically the 2.7-liter V6, the burly 5-liter V8, which now produces 400 horsepower, while the twin-turbo 2.7-liter V6 is up from last year, 325 horsepower, and that is quite remarkable. V8 putting out 395 horsepower. It is the day of the golden automobile. If you have the cash, if you have the credit, if you have the desire, go out and get yourself something really cool. When we come back on the other side, we're going to turn back the hands of time, go back into the 1950s and talk Mercuries with Don Jones. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live all across North America. Thanks for being here. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob at BobLongRadio.com as a backup. Now we go to the great city of St. Louis and bring forth the old car guy himself, Don Jones. Don, welcome back to the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm doing real well up here, Bob, and I don't know if you realized it, but this is the first time that you're being heard live and direct here in St. Louis on TalkNet St. Louis.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. That's fantastic.
Yep. I picked up another potential $2.3 million. I think this is the 22nd largest market in the United States. But anyway, I was just listening to you a little bit earlier live off of the new net station up here.
That's great. That's really good news.
Yep. How's things down in Florida?
It's been a very rainy period. I mean, it's been in a period which we hadn't had rain for a lot of. We had the hurricane, of course, last October, which brought a lot of rain. Certainly not anywhere near as bad in the Orlando general area, but still quite a bit of rain. And then we kind of went into a drought, but we've been making up for it. So every day it's been raining. We've had like 8 or 9 days of continuous rain. Not the full day, but still a lot of rain. Yeah. How about St. Louis?
Well, weather's been pretty good, staying in the 80s, maybe get up to the 90s. But it's been great weather to go out doing picking, going out and hitting those salvage yards and being able to spot some good-looking old cars before the weather wears me out, and I die of thirst out there. But I had an opportunity earlier this week to go out and visit one of our yards down in Central East Missouri.
That's great. And I understand you came across some 52 to 56 Ford and Mercury cars. Tell us a little bit about the find.
Sure. It's The amazing thing about visiting these salvage yards, and I've been to this one four or five times over the years, is that when you're looking at a bunch of cars, you know, 6,000 automobiles, there's just not a whole lot of time in a day to go ahead and check out everything. So when I go back to these yards, it's kind of a new discovery, or, gee, I wonder why this didn't dawn on me before. But with as much callings we've had for old Mercury parts the last year, I kind of had an eye out for them. And these fellows down here just happened to have a nice little cache of them, about a dozen Mercuries between 52 and 56. And about the same number of 52 to 56 Ford products. Now, obviously, none of these cars are put the wheels on them and gas in the engine and they'll take off, but a lot of good donor parts, and with some of them, these two-door hardtops, they might be worth salvaging and restoring.
That sounds great. Don, why don't we go back in time to that era when these cars were new? I understand that back in 52, both Mercury and Ford changed their styling quite a bit.
Right. We were still coming out of the World War II, and from about 45 to about 48, cars pretty much stayed the same. But you've seen a big shift in right around 49, 50 with the Chevrolets, the Fords, and then somewhat with the Mopars. But then you've seen another big shift with the big three around 1954, 55. And Ford and Mercury seem to be on the forefront of this. And they had a radical change of design on both. Came out with a larger car, bigger engines, really just more fashionable than the earlier automobiles. And then, you know, Mercury being a little bit, I don't know if you'd call it higher class, but a little bit more upper class, or a little bit more of a costly car, they seem to be always a little bit ahead of Ford in their design, their chrome, and usually a little bit more powerful engine.
Yeah, that makes sense, definitely. Just for the added price tag, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Tell us a little bit about the engines that were offered back in those days. Was the flathead still around?
Right, it was. Ford actually still had a small flathead 6 they used. The Fords were using the 239 flathead. It was putting out about 110 horse. Mercury had a 255 cubic inch engine that was putting out about 125 horse. They were, the Mercury engine had about a quarter of inch more stroke, probably a little bit more torque as well as the Ford engine, and a slightly higher compression ratio. I think it was around 7 to 1 compared to about 6.2 to 1 on the Ford. When you think about compression ratios that low now, it's kind of hard to believe that, you know, that they really was a time when they were that low. But, yeah, but that was about what was going on out there. And they kept that up through 54, where the Ford company introduced what was called the Y engine. It was an overhead valve V8, a little bit larger cubic inches, and a little bit more horsepower. And it stayed the go-to engine all the way up into the 60s, and started out around 272 cubic inches, and quickly on both first Mercury, then a year later with Ford, went to 392. And then Mercury introduced what they call the T-Bird engine, which was the 312, which was a fairly powerful engine, and it had an option of three two-barrel carburetors. Well, this is on the T-Bird, but you could get with three deuces or dual quads, and even there's superchargers available for those old engines.
Oh, I would imagine they'd probably be the Paxtons from that era. Is that the... I'm having a little bit of mic trouble here. We'll fix that, hopefully. Don, was the microphone, well, my microphone is fine now, hopefully, testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, yeah, you're a little better.
Yeah, little funky situation going on. We are getting a storm here. But I'm just curious, was it the Paxton superchargers that were being utilized by Ford back in those days? Because being at some of the auctions, I've seen some of those supercharged T-Birds from the 50s.
Right. I really haven't seen too many of the supercharged T-Birds for sale. But I do know that the superchargers were available for that 312 engine, probably starting around 56, 57. And we had one client up in northern Illinois that was sitting at a couple that I think I still have up on the website for sale. So they're
that's cool.
They bring a lot of attention, but not usually too many people are up to buy one. Superchargers got a lot better as time went on.
Oh, absolutely. Don Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com. He's our go-to guy when it comes to restoration, when it comes to salvage yards, when it comes to helping you find that part or helping you find or sell a classic car or a unique vehicle, such as a fire engine or a military vehicle. Before we go any further, Don, why don't we give out that telephone number? And it is the number that Don picks up. I've been with Don many times, and he's getting calls left and right.
Yep, Jericho 314-306-7507, or get a hold of me at oldcarguys@gmail.com.
Very good. And the great part about Don is, you know, as long as you're not calling him at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's always ready to help and lend a hand. So take advantage and give Don a call. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Ford and Mercury as we get a little deeper into the 1950s. If you've got a question, well, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We thank you so much for joining us, whether you're joining us live or whether you're joining us on tape delay or joining us via podcast form, archive form, on-demand form. We've got it all for you, and don't hesitate to participate. Even if you're not getting us live, you can send us emails. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. We've also put up a Q&A section on AutoWorldRadio.com where if you have a question for Don, don't feel like getting on the air with us or calling Don personally, you can post it there. And the next time Don is with us, we will answer that question. I'll also make sure that Don gets a hold of you via email as well. But we're having lots of fun here talking about a cache of 52 to 56 Ford and Mercurys at a salvage yard that Don found within the past week in East Missouri. And sounds like that 54 model year was a very pinnacle one for the Ford brand with the use of that new Y-block engine. How about styling-wise? What happened as we get deeper into the decades of the 50s?
But we've seen a lot of innovation going on, not only with styling, but also with safety. Automatic transmissions got better. Engines got better as far as being more powerful. Around 57, I got a little concern about gas mileage. And there was a little bit of inflation going on, so they kind of pared back a little bit as far as horsepower and incorporation. But then, by the 1960s, we seen it go gangbusters with the era of the muscle car. But there was just a lot of stuff happening very quickly. We started seeing the stuff that was on the more expensive cars trickle down to the less expensive cars. Power steering, power brakes, automatic transmission, electric windshield wipers, radios, better heaters, and then, as time went on, of course, air conditioning. And you could almost see it emerge on the automobile industry, the big three, almost simultaneously. They were always spying on one another, or at least keeping a close eye on one another to make sure that they didn't get behind the business power curve when it came to innovation.
So true, Don. Let's talk a little bit about the estimated value for these kind of vehicles. If someone's looking to obtain a Ford or Mercury from this era, what's the general range, from a parts car to something really perfect?
Right. Yeah, keep in mind, it's all on what you're willing to pay or who's willing to pay the prices. But you can find parts cars for the lesser desirable Mercurys for the neighborhood of $800, maybe even cheaper. But when you start getting into perfect-looking Crown Victorias with plexiglass roofs, then you're going to find yourself in the mid-60s as far as the price you're going to pay. Mercury's, it's a little different. It ranges for the parts car started in the same neighborhood of about $800, but they kind of max out at about $4,200, and that's looking at a perfect 1956 Montclair convertible. Now, keep in mind, you know, you're going to find somebody out there that will disagree, and they have a friend of a friend or a cousin of a nephew with a grandfather that, you know, that sold one for much more. But these are, according to the old car price guide, pretty much the average. So, you know, it gives you kind of a rough idea of what they're worth. And, of course, you can probably find a halfway decent driver for somewhere around, oh, I don't know, let's say $5,000 to $10,000 on each of these cars.
Really good information, Don. 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. When we look at some of the pinnacle vehicles from this range, we have to look at a couple of different ones, like a 56 two-door Crown Vic Plexi-Top. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Plexi-Top, tell us about it.
Oh, well, I'm not really too familiar with it myself because it's probably been a long time since I've seen one. But basically, it had like a sunroof, and instead of having the sunroof, it had a plexiglass piece up in that area, as I understand it. In fact, I'm trying to remember the last time I might have seen one. So, I guess to kind of explain it, it would probably look more like a sunroof would now.
Sure.
It would come in like a sedan, and then that front half of the roof would be the plexiglass piece. And I don't believe it was retractable, though, like current cars are.
Yeah,
it was. I really don't remember it that well. I don't know. Do you know much about it, Bob?
Not a whole lot, but they definitely weren't retractable. They hadn't reached that state of advancement.
Yeah.
Cool-looking cars.
Pretty much, maybe 60% of the front of the roof would have been this plexiglass. And it was rounded on the edges. I don't know if anybody ever made an aftermarket shade for them, but I would imagine in some of the sunnier states you might have cooked underneath it, even though it did have a bit of a tint to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if they had any significant problems with leaks on them, or if they were a pretty solid roof. And quite honestly, I don't think I've ever seen one at any of the car shows up here in the interior.
They must be a pretty rare piece. I understand this past week you also found a 1941 Chevrolet, a 1936 Buick, a 51 Lincoln, and a 39
right.
Plymouth.
Right. It's the same salvage yard. I just took a closer look at the cars that they had, and we've been getting more and more calls on the cars from the late 30s into the early 40s. So I wanted to make sure that I was keeping an eye out for them. And we did find them. We're going to put them up on the website. I talked to the owner of the salvage yard, and some of these we're going to list individually under our parts car section on the website. The prices on them are negotiable. I think he put them a little bit too high, but I think he's willing to negotiate. I think his philosophy is kind of like, go ahead and add a little bit more to it so you got some wiggle room to negotiate with. So we'll have those up there probably by tomorrow morning. And then I had a call Friday from a lady down in Tennessee that's a real estate agent. She's got a full farm down there with about half a dozen or more cars and trucks that are out around the area. A couple of 1949 Chevy pickups. A 56 Studebaker, I think there's an old Dodge pickup. But she's supposed to send me the pictures of those Monday, so maybe we'll have those to talk about next week.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. And as Don mentioned, he's going to get all of these listings up on the oldcarguys.com, all the 52 to 56 Ford and Mercury stuff. They should be available for viewing at the oldcarguys.com just a couple of days down the road here. Let's talk a little bit more about that fire engine you were trying to sell. I know you last time we talked, you were talking to some entities that might use it as kind of a lure to their business, like a bar or some sort of eating and drinking establishment.
Right. That's kind of where we're at right now. To kind of back up a little bit in case our listeners didn't hear the story, but when I was attending to the estate of a friend of mine, the family had a fire truck, or my friend had a fire truck that the estate acquired, and we couldn't find anybody that wanted to buy it, so they gave it to me. And I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is a thing. So I've been, you know, kind of kidding around is that I'm going to go into the fire truck rental business. And the guys from the fire truck club came over to take a look at it. We had it started up last week. And it does run and drive, and I think I'm going to go ahead and put license plates on it. And since I've got this garage for next to nothing, and I got a place out of the weather to keep it. And so... you know, if anybody needs to rent a fire truck, just let me know. We'll work a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something you could do. I mean, it would be a great thing to rent out for various functions or stuff for kids. They get a big kick out of it.
Yep.
So why don't you give out your number one more time, Don, so
right.
We make sure to keep that phone ringing.
Right, area code 314-306-7507, the old car guy.
There he is, the man himself. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.